It was true. He hadn't. Because Anakin wasn't like other Padawans. Anakin remembered his mother. More than that, he was bonded with her. Their ties were primal and could not easily be broken. But the Council had known that when they accepted him for training. So it hardly seemed fair to criticize him for it. Neither was it fair to give him a little leeway because of it. So he had, because Yoda was right about one thing at least. Attachment was something he did understand.
Because of attachment to his mother, Yoda continued, his expression severe. To Tatooine did young Skywalker go, defying your direct instructions, hmm?
Obi-Wan stared. He has not told me why he left Naboo. There was no time to discuss it. Events on Geonosis moved too quickly.
To Shmi Skywalker has something happened, I fear, said Yoda quietly.
What?
Sensed young Skywalker in the Force, I did. Great pain. Great anger. A terrible tragedy.
Oh, no, Obi-Wan thought, then said. He said nothing to me, Master Yoda. If something had happened to his mother, I'm sure he'd tell me. Then Obi-Wan thought, he'd tell me, wouldn't he? Or wouldn't I sense it? Except he'd been so angry with Anakin, so disappointed and frustrated by the boy's rank disobedience, for letting himself be captured, for dragging Padme down with him. So when they'd seen each other in that Geonosis arena, he'd been distracted, his senses clouded by emotion. Attachment interfering again, he thought.
Mm-hmm,
Yoda said, still pacing. Then he stopped, his eyes half-lidded, his mouth pursed in the way that made every sensible Jedi wary. The gimmer stick rapped once hard on the floor.
Senator Amidala, aware of your Padawan's feelings for her, were you?
Obi-Wan dropped his gaze to his hands, still folded in his lap. I know he admired her greatly as a small boy. I realized when we were assigned to her protection that he hadn't forgotten that admiration or her. He looked up. I did remind him, Master, that the path he's chosen forbids anything but a warm cordiality between them. Yoda's eyes narrowed further.
Heed your reminder, Obi-Wan. He did not.
Obi-Wan felt his heart thud. Yoda knew. His desperate argument with Anakin in the gunship as they pursued Dooku to their doom. Anakin's wild insistence on abandoning duty to save Padme. Yoda knew.
While Anakin sleeps, to Senator Amidala you will go,
Yoda continued.
Ended his relationship with her must be, before more trouble it causes. Know this better than most, do you, Obi-Wan, hmm?
Ciri, old pain, swiftly pulsing, thrust swiftly aside. Another life, another Obi-Wan. Yoda was right. Anakin's attachment to Padme could not continue. It had already proven itself a dangerous distraction. I survived the loss. Anakin will survive it too, Obi-Wan thought. The only problem was the way she ran to Anakin so gravely wounded in that cavern, the tenderness in her eyes, her touch, her fierce protection of him on the journey back to Coruscant, how she ignored her own pain for his, and how she fought to see him here in the temple. Master Yoda, I fear the matter is not quite so straightforward, he said carefully. I believe Anakin's feelings are reciprocated. It's likely Senator Amidala will resent my intrusion into her private affairs.
Private affairs?
Yoda's ears lifted and his eyes opened wide.
Privacy there is not where a Jedi is involved. Of no importance are her feelings, Obi-Wan. Hmm? This relationship, you will end.
Obi-Wan nodded. Yes, Master, he said, reaching for the perfectly self-disciplined and tranquil Jedi. Beneath the surface, doubt seethed.
Go now, Obi-Wan,
said Yoda.
Nothing to be gained there is by waiting.
Yes, Master, he said again. After all, he had no choice.